Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Lagos, good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. A federal high court in Umuahia says the federal government should return Nnamdi Kanu to Kenya. The court ruled that Kanu's rendition from Kenya was done illegally and violated his human rights. The court also ordered the federal government to pay him 500 million naira. Don't forget, if you witness a story and you think Lagos should hear about it, you can call our newsroom directly on 01465-7175. 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. If they think it's news, it probably is. I've got a great show for you. Let's talk about commercial drivers threatening a boycott over extortion. Yesterday, I told you that I was hearing that story, but I didn't have confirmation. We'll have confirmation now. Let's talk about it. Then let's talk about the flooding. And then let's talk about the court removing APC from ballots in Rivers. On the glass ceiling, let's talk about periods. If you have questions about periods, the regularity of them, the irregularity of them, you think you've got an early menopause, you think your flow is irregular, you think your flow looks weird, you think there are any kind of questions you have about periods, send them to us, and my public health expert and I will try to answer those questions. Well, she'll be doing the answering, really, because she's a doctor and it's her field. On Balogun and Broad, I want to talk about the logistics business. Operators are still complaining about NIPOST being both a competitor and a regulator. So I'll have representatives from a coalition of logistics operators join me in the studio to talk about, well, what their concerns are. After the news at 6, Agogo will bring you Build to Go Global. Now, expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three. On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Commercial drivers exposed to so much extortion. How are flood preparations in your part of Lagos? Will Atiku's comments cost him votes in Benue? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Commercial drivers in Lagos may go on a boycott from next Monday, the 31st. That's our first story. They're sick of being harassed on the roads, they say. We got a statement from the Joint Drivers Welfare Association of Nigeria. They're accusing the Lagos Motor Parks and Garages Management and the Lagos Caretaker Committee. And they claim that when drivers don't pay these agencies, they get arrested. They have to pay 10,000 naira to bail themselves. They have to pay some more money to bail the vehicle. So they're saying that it's a racket between parks management and the police. And they say they're going to boycott if something isn't done very quickly. Let me read what he said. Quote, Lagos drivers also pay for entertainment, security, unit chairman's food, and many other ridiculous levies, with threat of violence at any slight refusal by the drivers. This is the exact case of the popular parlance on exploitation of labourers, baboon de work, monkey de chop. Lagos commercial drivers work like elephants and eat like ants, while the urchins under the aegis of motor park workers take a large chunk of our earnings. We can hardly fulfill our contractual obligations with our business partners, feed our family, or afford maintenance or repair of our vehicles. End quote. Very strong words. Very strong words. Now, what are the drivers demanding? First of all, they want a reduction in their official charges. Right now, whenever a bus loads at a park, the driver is charged 3 passengers' fares. So if each passenger is paying 200 naira to the driver pays the park boys 600 naira. And they want that to be reduced to 1 fare. Secondly, they want all tickets to be scrapped except the official Lagos State Government ticket. Apparently, right now, the Parks and Garages Management and other groups also have tickets that they charge for. Now, take your mind back to that time that the Transport Ministry told us that they have unified all the tickets. Do you remember when we talked about it right here on Hard Facts? So what's really the truth? If you're a driver, call and tell me the reality on the ground. I wish I would get the Transportation Commissioner on the show with us. But, you know, he doesn't answer my calls when I call him. If you know him, please tell him to come to Nigeria Info. Come to Hard Facts. Come and talk to drivers and road users in Lagos. There are so many questions about transportation. So the third thing that drivers want is to stop paying at bus stops. They don't want to pay at bus stops anymore. They want to pay at the bus parks and the garages, but that's all. Right now, they're being stopped at every bus stop to pay. So that's their third demand. Their fourth demand is that police, LASMA and task force should stop harassing them on orders from the Parks and Garages boys. Demand number five, they want government to create more bus stops between the BRT bus stops. According to them, government has stopped them from using BRT stops, but there are not enough non-BRT stops to cater to passengers. So this means that the smaller buses either have to break the law or passengers have to trek very far. So to resolve this, drivers are saying we need more bus stops. These things are election issues, though. And they're saying that if these demands are not met, they're going to go on a warning boycott from Monday, 7-day boycott from next Monday. And they say that if they still don't see progress, they may go on a longer one. Imagine coming out at 5 a.m. in the morning or 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. getting ready to go to work and you don't see any buses that will take you to work. Or the ones you see are really expensive because those ones are refusing to be part of the boycott, but there are not enough of these buses, and so demand and supply, they have to hike their prices ridiculously, so you have to pay ridiculously more than what you're paying now if they go ahead with this threat to shut down. So that's what the commercial drivers are asking for. What are your thoughts? Is it true that they still don't have a single ticket? Are their demands fair? Do you think their demands are fair? Or do you think they're asking for too much? What do you think about this call for more bus stops on the first and last mile? 0700-993-993-993. Men, call us on that number. I would really love to hear from bus drivers or conductors or Keke Napep riders or conductors on the show today. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. I know there are quite a few women bus drivers as well. I'd love to hear from them. 01465-7190. Now, for the rest of you who are not bus drivers conductors, you're passengers. You see what happens. So give me a call as well and talk to me about it. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon. I'm calling out to talk about the bus driver.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Guru.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. If you come out, I want to let you know, if you come outside, you come outside yourself and take that assignment to check on from Aja to Lakwe, you will see all these Aguru on the roadside collecting money from the bus drivers. And it is we, the passengers, that are paying high because of the Aguru's are collecting the money from the bus drivers. So they are highing the rate of the transporter to the passengers. So now, the money they are collecting, different types of money. They are collecting money for weekend. They are collecting money for general. They are collecting Owo police. They are collecting different money. So who are they accounting the money for?
All right. Thank you very much.
Who are they giving the account for?
Thank you for calling. We've got Chuka and Ayobo on the line. Hi, Chuka.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir.
I think the entire society needs stemming. We are not in a wildlife park without boundaries for wild animals and other animals. It is unfortunate that we are in the 21st century and seeing a thing like this going on in a place called Mega City. It is absurd. And if I would put the language of Wara people, I would say, Otoge, enough is enough of this madness. How would people invest their money and people will just sit down and say, oh, Wada? Don't make sense in a civilized community? I think enough is enough. Lagos State government, they should take action to stop this rubbish that is going on in our society. Enough is enough. Let them feel ashamed. Let them feel ashamed. Other countries are watching us. And we are looking for foreign investment. It's a shame.
Chuka, thank you very much for calling. Samuel Inajao is on the line. Hi, Samuel.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Samuel.
Yeah. Well, my own take is that I think I've been a witness to that before.
Okay.
Yes. The idea is there are two numerous charges within the value chain of all these task collectors. But one thing I wanted to realize is that, you know, the very first time, sometimes maybe mid this year, when there was a franca between this other guy in Obalende and you know, MTO Leomo Bus, which actually gave birth to Lagos rolling out this park management and all that, whereby the sponge LURTW stores and all that. You know that Lagos State harmonized. The Lagos State government, it came out that, I mean, the daily charges, official charges, is, I think, 800 naira. I mean, yes, I think 800 naira or so. Yes. And MC Olomo categorically came out that money does not stop, you know, their own money. And that is the problem. So we have two parallel governments here. And the point is that, except, look, we use, thank God for bringing this into the your platform. But we continue to drag it until, you know, people really speak for themselves through their foot this time around. I do not need to lie to you. Until there is a change here, a true change, these kind of things will continue. Look, even if they go on strike, that said, they have already said it from a reliable source within the circle of these people, that even if they go on strike that 7 days, they will still not rescind their stand. I'm telling you, this is what I hear this morning. I'm telling you that by the time they go on, in fact, that they give them 5 days, or I mean 3 days, yes, and they will still come back. And yet they will continue. I know that we are in electioneering period, so they need money. Everybody has been instructed, every strata of this government, you know, to hide them. I don't want to use the platform to say anything, you know, that will cause the opera. But that is just, I think, a word is enough for the wife.
Samuel, thank you very much for calling. Of course, you don't have proof for what you're alleging. But thanks for calling. We've got Chidima Inos Isolo on the line. Hi, Chidima.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, ma.
Good afternoon, what is your agenda?
Good afternoon, welcome, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
So, Sandra, back to the topic.
Yes.
I'm telling you, our drivers are suffering on the road.
Okay.
They are just take a drive one day, coming down from Oshodi or from anywhere, pass through Oshodi. About 20 of these Aburus, they want to collect money from just one particular vehicle.
Okay.
For a bus, about 20 of them. Sometimes I will be imagining how many are these drivers making at the end of the day after giving them all this money. You remember earlier this year, somebody transported something, Lagos State, he was interviewing in your studio.
Yeah, Transport Minister, Transport Commissioner. Yeah.
I remember vividly he said that there is a particular money that the drivers should be paying. That once they pay that money, that they are free to, they are good to go for the day.
Yeah.
But all these things are lies. And that was during that the Oluomo crisis.
Yeah.
So these people are suffering. So you hear Owolopada, you hear their chairman, their wife put to bed, their grandpapa want to do party, they want to do a shady. It is the transporters that are bringing all this money. These people, you just see them dressed very well, eating and drinking, while all the drivers are suffering, making the money for them. I mean, it's not fair.
Chidima, thank you very much for calling. Sorry to end the call abruptly with you there. We've got Francis Xavier. Francis, hi. Good to have you on the show. Is Francis there? Okay, it doesn't look like Francis is there. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Call us back when you turn that radio off. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We need a man on animals.
Okay, welcome. Go ahead.
This thing is so bad. It is very bad to the extent that I don't just understand it. I am living around the Oshodi side.
Okay.
The Apple in Oshodi is like another thing totally.
Hmm.
Even if you're an ordinary person, when you see such things, just speak or just mention a word, they will just face you.
Ah.
This thing happens, it happens to them saying that all these little women, market women that hawk granules 50 naira. I was like chilling tears that day. 50 naira granules, and this guy said the woman must give him money. And the woman says, please, I'm just coming out. And the granules in the tray, it's not enough to 500 naira own. He insisted of collecting money from that woman. That if he doesn't pay, he put her there and pack as much as he wanted. My sister, you need to look into this thing. It is horrible. Especially in Oshodi, I don't understand.
Thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. Here's this one that says, Sandra, it's not just that the Agberus collect money from commercial bus drivers. You must pay for every bus stop. They also increase transport fare anytime they see many passengers at the bus stop. That's Joel from Berger with that message there. We've got this message here from... Well, you didn't leave your name, but you say that Lagos is the headquarters of Agberus in Nigeria. It won't surprise me and many Lagosians if MC Olomo becomes governor in this Lagos. Okay, that's Max. Max is in Italy. All right, Max. Here's a message from Eunice. Eunice is in Ikeja. Eunice says, Lagos is a cesspit of Agberus shenanigans and the state government is busy romancing them. Why would a group of scoundrels continue to hold a state to ransom? And why is the Lagos state government helpless under the jackboot of MC Olomo and his retinue of hooligans? The drivers should go on with their strike until Governor Sanwo-Olu makes policy statements on this vexing issue. Now, for those of you who just tuned in, you're wondering, okay, well, why are we angry today? Well, commercial drivers in Lagos may go on a boycott from next Monday. That was our first story on today's Big Three. If you are listening for the first time, we start the day on Hard Facts at 3 p.m. With three of the biggest stories of the day. So we bring you three of the stories that everyone is talking about or everyone should know about, right? And it's pretty important for you to know that bus drivers, commercial bus drivers in Lagos may be unavailable to take you from your different points of your destination from Monday, the 31st of October. They're saying that Lagos drivers are going through an enormous amount of extortion in the hands of the Lagos Motor Parks and Garages Management, as well as the Lagos Caretaker Committee. They're saying that if these drivers don't pay the agencies, they get arrested, they have to pay 10,000 naira to bail themselves, they have to pay money to bail the vehicles, that they pay for entertainment, security, unit chairman's food, lots of other ridiculous levies. There are always threats of violence at any slight refusal by the drivers, that they're simply tired of working for these people to be walking away with the sweat of their labor. They're saying things like, well, we can hardly fulfill our contractual obligations with our business partners. We cannot feed and take care of our family. We can't even afford maintenance of our vehicles. The extortion is too much. That's what they've said. And they also have a list of demands. So I listed them for you before you tuned in. So they want a reduction in their official charges. When a driver loads a bus at a park, the driver is charged three passengers' fares. Three. So if each passenger is paying 200 naira to the driver, driver pays the park 600 naira, the park boys 600 naira. They want that thing reduced. They want to reduce to one. They want all tickets to be scrapped except the official Lagos State Government ticket. Because right now, the Parks and Garages Management and other groups have tickets that they are charging as well. Which is interesting because earlier this year, the Transport Ministry told us that they've unified all the tickets. So what's really the truth? Third, the drivers don't want to pay at bus stops anymore. They want to pay at the bus parks, at the garages, but that's all. Right now, they're being stopped at every bus stop to pay money. Number four, they want police, LASMA and task force to stop harassing them on orders from the parks and garages boys. Interesting again, since task force is supposed to have been disbanded. Remember when there was a pronouncement from the Lagos State Government disbanding task force, banning them from the roads? And number five, they want government to create more bus stops between the BRT bus stops, because government has stopped them from using BRT lanes, but there are not enough BRT bus stops. They've stopped them from using BRT bus stops, but they don't have enough non-BRT bus stops to cater to passengers. So either the smaller buses must break the law or passengers have to trek very far. And to resolve this, drivers are asking for more bus stops. And they're saying if they don't meet these demands, if the Lagos State Government doesn't meet these demands, they'll go on a warning boycott from Monday, next Monday, the 31st. If they still don't see progress, they may go on a longer one. And I'm asking you if you think their demands are reasonable. What do you think about what they're asking for? And is it true, if you're a driver in Lagos, is it true that you still don't have a single ticket? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
So the way you this is...
Where that criminal? You must pay my rent today.
Oga landlord, calm down.
Officer, Dakun, I beg you to your loan. Before you carry this criminal go, make him pay my rent first.
Oga landlord, them know they carry me go anywhere. In fact, now my personal security be this. My life don't change. Your wife been tell me say when I want sell the house for 150 million naira. Take out. Now the cash be this.
Yay! Na lie, yo!
Na true, Oga landlord. With the one win for Mega Millions Naija Lottery. Ha ha! My life will change, yo!
Mega Millions Lottery!
Hey, we'll be sonny. How are fit play now?
Oh, na don't hear am. Oh, yeah, sharply visit www.megamillionsnaija.com to register, play, and win.
This message is brought to you by Mega Millions Naija. Play it. Win it. Not for those under 18.
This is not a political advert. It's a message to stimulate the innovative and productive transformation of Nigeria's greatest asset, the people, to create a future of shared prosperity. 2023 and beyond, how do we deliver macroeconomic stability and invest in our future? Be one of the key global stakeholders answering these pertinent questions at the 28th Nigerian Economic Summit on the 14th and 15th of November 2022 at the Transcape Hilton Hotel Abuja. Theme, 2023 and beyond, priorities for shared prosperity. Register to attend virtually or in person at www.nesgroup.org/28.
To keep your money, you don't need to worry. Them no go fit to scam you,
and you don't need a bank account.
Any transaction you go fit to perform, you don't even need smartphone.
And you don't need that data.
Create Green Naira wallet. Check your balance. Transfer money. Yes, you can. Just take your phone and press. In the village, in the city, anywhere where you dey. Whether you be papa or you dey sell a car, any job where you get, you just know say yes you can. You can bank on it. Oh yeah, alele sorry wa, monsi sorry, sorry. No carry last.
Yes you can. Bank on it.
E Naira, same Naira, more possibilities.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For our second story, I'm updating you on the flood across the country. You can still talk about our first story when you give us a call, but let me take you all over the country. Now, the official death toll nationwide is 612. With 2,776 persons injured and 1,427,370 persons internally displaced. That's from Sadia Umar Farouk. She's the Minister for Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development. Here in Lagos, we've gotten flood alerts from the state government. Neighborhoods in Ekpe, Lekki, VI and Ikoyi and Badagry should be on the lookout. That's what the Lagos state government has said. Apparently, the lagoon has risen. For those of you who ply Eko Bridge, I've seen some videos. I can't confirm, when they were taken, etc., etc. But we're hearing that the lagoon has risen right now. So what from all these parts cannot drain into the lagoon right now. So that means that we should expect flooding in some streets and neighborhoods. And the usual suspects have been mentioned, Ekpe, Lekki, VI, Badagry. Apart from the lagoon, the Ogun River is also swelling. And so there's a flood warning for Ketu, Alakpere, Agric, Owode Onirin, Ajegunle, Alagbole, Kara, Isheri Olowara, Araromi, Otu Orisha Community, Agiliti, Maidan, Mile 12, Odo Ogun, Owode Elede, Aboyi 1, Aboyi 2, Aboyi 2, and Aboyi 3. Now, the state government says that they're taking steps to mitigate the flooding. They're clearing gutters, they're clearing drainage channels to speed up the flow of water. They're constructing new drainage where water cannot pass. They've also mobilized on emergency flooding. They're called an emergency flooding abatement gang. So those are the ones who have been mobilized. Now, these people are supposed to show up fast when a neighborhood is flooding to try and unclog manholes, find other ways to get the water out. So that's for Lagos. Now, let's talk about federal. Disaster Management Minister Sadia Umar Farouk says that the federal government has distributed relief materials to 21 affected states, but she admits that some states and local governments are still hard for the government to reach. She listed Bayelsa as one of the 21 states, but the Ijaw Youth says that the federal government is not doing enough for Bayelsa. We heard from Peter Igbifa, the IYC president, and he says that around 85% of Bayelsa is underwater right now. And he's painting a very grim picture of what's happening there. Let me read you his words. He said, quote, "The floods destroyed the east-west road, the only road leading to Bayelsa to both ends, at both ends of rivers and delta. Therefore, the entire Bayelsa is cut off and inaccessible by land. There is no movement of goods and services to the state. Trucks carrying foodstuffs, medicine, other items can no longer enter Bayelsa. The food available in the state before the floods have been totally consumed. Starvation is staring the people in the face and threatening to wipe them out of existence. The available IDPs are congested with serious fear of outbreak of diseases among the people. Our people are hopeless and helpless, yet the federal government led by Buhari is carrying on as if all is well," end quote. Those are the words of the IYC president, the Ijaw Youth president, Peter Igbifa. By the way, Air Force says it's airlifting relief materials into Bayelsa State by helicopter. And while we're talking about Bayelsa, let me tell you about Ernest Peremeboe. He's 31 years old, or he was 31 years old. He was a footballer. He was supposed to represent Team Bayelsa at the National Sports Festival next month. When the flood hit, Ernest took his family to safety. Then he decided to go back home to save some of their belongings. He had no choice but to use his small, rickety wooden boat. On the way there, he saw five young men who needed help. They also wanted to get home and save some property, but they didn't have a boat, so Ernest agreed to drop them. But the waves were too strong, and his boat was too small. The boat crashed into a jetty. Ernest got to the shore safely, but he saw that the five young men were drowning. He went back into the water to save them. He went back into the water five times. He saved all five of them. But on the last trip, he was too tired to come out of the water. He slipped back in and drowned. He left behind a wife, a 3-year-old son, and a 10-month-old daughter. Our hearts go out to that young family, and our thanks go to Ernest, a true hero. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you a picture of Ernest right now. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Atiku Abubakar is stepping in for Ernest's family. He says that he's going to fund both of Ernest's children's education to the end of university. He was in Bayelsa yesterday, the PDP flag bearer. He visited the IDP camp at Oxbow Lake in Yenagoa. Omo, Lagos, when I heard that Oxbow Lake was now an IDP camp, it hit me. Because I used to work in Yenagoa. Oxbow Lake is a hangout spot. You have all these open-air bars there. People drive up, park their cars, go and sit by the water where all the bars are. It's a really cool spot in Yenagoa. It's one of the hearts of Yenagoa's social life. But now it's an IDP camp. So it really hit me. But back to Atiku, he also donated 55 million naira to the victims, and then he talked policy. He said that if elected, he would complete the buffer dam in Adamawa to counter the effects of Cameroon's Lagdo Dam. He also said that Nigeria needs a flood relief fund. By the way, the federal government is talking about a bill to create such a fund and to fund it from tax and oil revenues. So that's the update on the flooding nationwide. Like I said, until the floods recede, we'll keep covering it right here on your number one station for talk. So there was a lot of ground to cover there. Pick whichever topic you want to discuss and let's hear your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. Call us on 01465-7190. I told you what Lagos is doing in preparation for the floods that we're expecting here in Lagos. And then I told you what the disaster management minister is doing to provide relief on behalf of the federal government. And then I told you how people in Bayelsa are feeling about the help that they're getting from the federal government. And I told you the story of Pereme Bowe, who drowned after saving five people. I also told you about Atiku Abubakar going to Bayelsa and donating 55 million naira, as well as taking on the family of Ernest, stepping in to fund his children's education to the end of university. WhatsApp available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Let's hear your thoughts. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon.
Oh, Sandra. Good afternoon. Sorry, let me just move your way.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon, this is Joyce.
Hey, long time no here. Where have you been?
Yeah, I've been listening.
Welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. You know, Sandra, if you can remember, I've always been an advocate for Agbero should leave the street, the roads of Lagos, you know. So, and your guest came that day. He was speaking grammar. How they're going to do it, how people are not going to be collecting money again. I don't know, just stopping.
It's okay.
So anyways, this is a political season. Everybody's campaigning. So I don't know what Lagos State is going to campaign when it comes to Agbero. They need to take these people off Nigerian roads. The driver didn't say they won't pay tax. They said they will pay. Let it just be one. Just like you're collecting salary, end of the month is taken off from your salary. That ticketing, you know, then they said they're going to do it digital, this, that. What is MCO normal? What do they collect? What is that one called? The 800 naira should be the one they should be collecting, and not multiple tax. We are the ones bearing the brunt, the passengers. We are the ones bearing the brunt. See, when there was increase, that increment of fuel, that period that we had in that time, before this one had happened, they increased the transport fare. You know, they have not brought that transport fare down till now, even when fuel has actually gone back to the way it was.
Yeah.
So just because of what this Agbero situation, I don't know, Lagos, people should just vote rightly. We need to take these people off from Lagos State. Let's put a fresh people, so we'll be happy. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you for calling. I have missed hearing from you. We've got Godwin from Lakwe on the line. Hi, Godwin.
Good afternoon, our ambassador and president, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Ndewo. Welcome.
How are we going?
Very well.
Thank you. Yes, back to your topic. The Agbero in Lagos, by my understanding, they are already been legalized as a profession, and authority, the Lagos State government has already given the that yes, it's approved and it can be on. Otherwise, people were crying at a point, and that this is a situation is swallowing the state up. But before you know, somebody who is the head there, which people say, no, we don't want the existence of this. This person got elevated and this crown into the state authority. And since then, for those of us who are on the road on a daily basis, do you know from Lakwe down to Aja, down to VI, they have increased in number. The former way they were appearing, they said they have cancelled or waiting. In fact, on a daily basis, they are increasing. And this thing has a repercussion on what we buy from the market.
Exactly, Godwin. Thank you so much for calling. Soibat is on the line. Welcome.
Hello, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome, ma'am.
My heart goes to those affected, the victims of the flood.
Yeah.
It's very pathetic.
It really is.
And solving this situation, either the Lagdo Dam or not, solving this situation is as little as what the state government is doing in all schools now. This term is for environmental hazards, for GSS 3 precisely in their basic science. So this term, this environmental hazards, one of them is flooding, and the effect of this flooding, what should be done about these floodings are being discussed. As little as that, we should please enlighten ourselves. These governments are not ready to help us. We should please enlighten ourselves on how to dispose our waste. Please.
Okay.
We should please enlighten ourselves.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, son. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Alex here.
Alex.
I'm wondering what Atiku is recommending any kind of fund for again. What happened to ecological funds? They haven't given account. That is way. If you have been listening and watching Atiku, if you listen to him and watch his interviews, that's just his way. He just speaks on anything and just throws it into the air, and he expects the Nigerians to just digest it. And he moves on. He wants to inaugurate, he wants to set up another fund that they have not given us account of the previous ones that they have made nonsense of over the last 2 decades. Right?
Okay.
What was the first story that you talked about? I wanted to make a comment about it.
Yes, the Lagos bus drivers who made down.
Yes, Sandra, you see how power is, eh? You see Lagos State? Lagos State is deliberately dropping crumbs of power along the way, like rice grains.
Okay.
Eh? He's waiting. He's not anybody that can pick those grains, though.
Okay.
He has his men strategically. They have their men strategically positioned who will pick up those grains and go and use them, plant them, and set up their own farm. Now, that farm is threatening to be even more powerful than the main farmer that we gave our grains to. Do you understand what I'm saying, Sandra?
I understand what you're saying.
It's deliberate that they are dropping crumbs of power as they are going. It's not that the bag was leaking. They deliberately bust the bag because they use those kind of power for extra judicial issues. The cock has come home now to roast. And if we don't take kudos to the drivers, I would like that they should hold on to their stance. It's time.
Okay, all right, it's time, Alex says. Kelechi Noshodi says that I saw a driver give all his hard-earned money to an agbero for that evening when I was coming back from work. It was so painful. Okay. Here's a message that says, I commend the effort of the Lagos State government, but I urge them to do more because they can do better. And why the effect of flooding in this way in Nigeria is because we have leaders that don't put proactive measures in place to handle this kind of disaster before it comes. Here's a message from Femi's in Dallas, Texas, and he says a portion of the blame goes to the Lagos populace, especially the tampan celebrities that hail MC Olomo every now and then. And is it not the same drivers that went on 5 million man march with MC Olomo? And for the government, I don't know why they cannot take over the transport sector totally, generate good taxes from that sector, or are they saying that they are leaving it for these touts to provide them employment? Here's a message that says, good day, Presido. The Lagos State government is supposed to... something's going on with my... I think the word is Skype, and so it just keeps interrupting. All right, so you say the Lagos State government is supposed to dredge the canal at mile 12 and Itoolo after Ajegunle going to Korodu to avoid disaster waiting there. Secondly, all the buildings close to canals obstructing the flow of water should be pulled down. Julius from Ikorodu with that comment there. Shea says, my take on this downfall driver issue is that Lagosians never suffer rich. When they are tired of the suffering, they know what to do. Okay. Now, let me bring you our final story. This one will take us on the campaign trail. So let me give you a roundup of election-related stories. So a federal high court in Port Harcourt, I'm sure you've heard by now, has nullified all APC primaries in River State. All. The court ruled that the state party illegally excluded some members from the process. So all primaries are null and void in the state, and all the candidates from those primaries are no longer candidates. If this ruling stands, the APC will have no candidates in River State except for Bola Tinubu and Kashim Shettima on the presidential ticket. The ruling removes Tonye Cole, the Guba candidate, whom I interviewed here on Hard Facts. It removes the three senatorial candidates, the dozen reps candidates, and the two dozen state assembly candidates. The state APC has rejected the judgment, of course, so I guess we can expect an appeal. But if this result stands, I'm really wondering how it affects the presidential election in River State. Because remember that the presidential election and the National Assembly elections take place on the same day. Many times, as a party, you're relying on the senatorial and reps candidates to bring out their supporters on that day. Many times, those supporters don't know or care about the president. Now, their local man, they know. Now, their local man, they follow. But some Amaechi supporters in River State are crying foul about this judgment. They say they suspect a conspiracy between Wike and Tinubu. Because remember that Wike has been fighting with Atiku, has been holding talks with Tinubu and the APC. Wike also said that he's not going to work for Atiku, but he wants to deliver all state PDP candidates. So the accusation is that the APC at the national level is ready to sacrifice the state candidates to get Wike's support. So that's Rivers. Let's move to Benue. When we were talking about the flood, we talked about Atiku getting praise in Bayelsa. But in Benue, he's getting knocks. There was a massacre in Benue last week in a place called Beji. Over 36 people were murdered by gunmen who are suspected to have been working for herdsmen in the area. The herdsmen have been quarreling with the local farmers over land access. Atiku posted a condolence message for Beji on his Facebook, but he said one sentence in that message, one sentence that triggered people. He said, quote, "When our people are well integrated into communities where they live, work, pay taxes, and raise their children, they would be obligated to reciprocate the love and acceptance," end quote. Benue people were upset. The Beji community itself has rejected Atiku's condolence message. They sent out a message, a statement, and that statement reads, quote, "We members of the Beji community are disappointed with the statement by Alhaji Atiku Abubakar that there was farmer and herders clash in Beji, which claimed lives, including those of policemen. What happened in Beji last Wednesday, 19th October 2022, was an unprovoked attack by armed militia on the people around 6 a.m. For Alhaji Atiku to talk about integration does not arise in Beji, as the attackers do not live among us," end quote. So the people of Beji don't feel that there was any need to lecture them on integrating visitors in response to an attack by a militia that doesn't live in the community. Other critics are bringing up Femi Adesina's statement a couple of years ago that people should give up their land if that's what it takes to save their lives. You have Benue Governor Samuel Otom slamming Atiku as well. He said, quote, "It was not correct for a presidential candidate who is seeking to rule the people to say that kind of thing," end quote. Do you agree? Also, the Benue Elders Forum has withdrawn its support for Atiku. Do you think that that could hurt his chances of winning Benue? Was his statement insensitive? And back in Rivers, how will this court ruling on the Rivers APC primaries affect the presidential election, if it stands? 0700-993-993-993. So many stories on today's Big Three to take on. So just, you know, take on anyone that you can. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, President Sandra. Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Nwoko Nyerenwa. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome from Ikorodu.
Thank you, ma.
Hmm.
President Sandra.
Sir.
I love your program. I'm first time caller.
I'm glad to have you here.
I am a regular listening to your program.
I'm glad. Go ahead.
Please. Thank you, ma'am. So, President Sandra, please, I want to beg you something.
Okay.
Please, can you help us and bring Mr. Gbenga Omotosho back to your studio?
Okay.
Because the day he came to your studio, we heard what he said concerning Aburus in Lagos.
Right.
And all the whole big grammars he spoke that very day,
right,
we are not seeing the light of anything at all. I am a transporter.
Okay.
It's because of this Aburo issue makes me to leave transportation in Lagos.
Okay.
I will go out in the morning. My family will tell me, Daddy, bye-bye. When I'm coming back home, I will enter house with nothing. People will be under the trees, embezzling money, doing nothing. All the whole roads are bad in Lagos State. You will see them collecting money. They are not doing anything. Please, ma, I am begging you, help us bring him back and tell us the day he will come. Then we have questions to ask him. Please, ma.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the phone call. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll take more of your thoughts on all the stories on today's Big Three. Don't forget, between 4 and 5, I have a doctor coming to answer questions about periods. If you have questions about periods, go ahead and send them to our WhatsApp or get ready to call and ask those questions. And Dr. Nwakama will answer those questions right here on your number one station for talk. I know that periods can be such a taboo topic, but the essence of bringing it on this platform is so that we don't shy away from very important conversations about completely natural stuff like periods. So 4 o'clock, let's have that conversation again. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. After this break, I'll take more of your calls.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
It's Matthew.
Matthew, are you asleep?
Ben?
Are you sleeping?
No, I'm not sleeping.
Okay.
I'm just relaxing.
Oh, yeah. Great body now. Great body. Let me hear you well.
Okay. Actually, what I wanted to chip in is that this voting of a thing, at least some, if it's up to this election period now. The Northerners, they register their voter card, yes. But when it is time for election, they will move down to that side to vote. But we here, we cannot even do the place.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. If you have a PVC, you have to vote where you registered. It can be done. Your name won't even be found on the register. So that's not true. We've got a comment here on WhatsApp. Sandra, the APC court judgment in Port Harcourt, I bow for Governor Wike. The court judgment is good for Ashiwaju Tinubu. Comrade Enang with that message there. Atiku's comment is insensitive. He has lost Benue because he should have shown sympathy for the killings. He's rather dancing on the graves of the dead. Mike Sekwe from Benue with that message. All right. Thank you very much, Mike. We've got a message here from an anonymous corpus serving in Bielsa. And he says, the flooding came like a shock to me. Our lodge in Bielsa is flooded. I know that lodge. I know that lodge very well. The lodge is on water, Sef. The lodge is built on water. So any small water will flood that place. My God. Our lodge in Bielsa is flooded. Nothing was done by the NYSC to ensure our safety by moving us to a safe region. Meanwhile, the state government has already declared a 6-week break, but NYSC refused to grant corpus